Monday, May 26th, 12:15 p.m. in the girls' bathroom. I was supposed to hang out with Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon during lunch to help them with their projects. Chloe and Zoe want to start shooting practice videos next week. And Brandon needs to get the Fuzzy Friends donation page up and running before their annual charity drive, which starts on June 5th. But unfortunately, I had to cancel because I have an earlier lunch and I had to meet the exchange student at noon. And since this student ambassador thing is mandatory, I didn't have a choice. At noon, I grabbed my welcome sign and rushed down to the office. I waited right outside the door. But soon, it became very clear that I'd made a huge mistake. How could I have accidentally gotten something as simple as a name wrong? The exchange student's name wasn't Andrea. His name was Andre. I just stared at him in shock, with my mouth hanging open, and blurted out, "OMG, you're a guy?" Of course, after I said that, I felt really stupid. I could feel my face flush with embarrassment. He gave me a big smile and nodded, "Yes, Nikki, I'm a guy. I'm sorry if you're a little disappointed." "No, I'm not, I stammered. "It would be stupid to feel that way just because you're a guy. For me, I'm not calling you stupid if you feel that way. Because most guys are, aren't. What I'm really trying to say is it me? Or is it really warm in here?" Suddenly, Andre leaned in closer and stared at my welcome sign. "Nikki, I think you misspelled my name." Andre notices my sign. I tried to cover up the misspelled name and act like it wasn't a big deal. But inside, I was totally freaking out. OMG, I could not believe I had told a guy all that very personal stuff about my hairy legs, my crush, and brand Nikki. What if he tells the entire school? Worse yet, what if he tells my entire school and his entire school? My reputation would be more pathetic than it already is. The gossip could follow me into high school and totally ruin the best years of my life. Suddenly, I realized that Andre was staring at me.
Are you okay?" he asked.
I plastered a fake smile across my face and very cheerfully said, "Andre, it's nice to finally meet you. I hope you enjoy your week here at Westchester Country Day Middle School. Are you ready for your tour?" This is what I learned about him. Andre's dad is French and works for the United Nations, and his mom is an American journalist. His mom and stepdad live here, and his dad has a home both here and in Paris. He said he studied at the Louvre Museum's program for gifted students and would love to show me around the city if I ever visited Paris. Then the weirdest thing happened. Andre kind of stared at me and asked if he could call me Nicole instead of Nikki. He said the name Nicole is popular in France and is a beautiful and intriguing name, meaning victorious, that fits me so much better. OMG, I almost died from the massive drop in blood pressure due to intense blushing. Sure, Andre.
Actually, my real name is Nicole. I gushed and then giggled. Andre seems almost perfect. Like straight out of one of Chloe's teen romance books, perfect. I don't know what's wrong with me. When he asked me what my favorite subject is, I completely blanked. I also couldn't remember my locker combo. I was looking for my phone to type in his cell number when I had it in my hand. That's when I very politely asked Andre to wait in the library. I found the library only because we were standing right in front of it, while I went to the girls' bathroom across the hall to check to see if I had left my brain in there. Yes, I just said my brain. Or maybe I accidentally flushed it down the toilet when I was in there earlier today. Because right now, I'm clearly functioning without one. So I rushed to the girls' bathroom to try to pull myself together because I was having a massive meltdown. I gave myself a pep talk. Just stay calm. You can do this. Breathe deeply and repeat, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. Great job. Now just look at yourself in the mirror and say it one last time. I can't do this. To make matters worse, I just got a really important email, but I'm afraid to open and read it. I'm feeling super nervous and totally stressed out, but mostly I feel overwhelmed. So I desperately texted Chloe and Zoe a message. Me. Help! I've completely lost my mind. And since it's the only one I have, I'm leaving to go search for it. But if my mind happens to wander back here before I find it, please do me a really big favor and lock it in the janitor's closet until I return. Zoe. Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Chloe. Are you insane? Me. Probably. Just left a ridiculously cute guy in the library and rushed to the bathroom to scream at myself in the mirror. Be right back. Checking toilet for my missing brain. Chloe. Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Zoe. Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Note to self. Do not open the email you just received from Madame Danielle, the French teacher from NHH, with the subject line, Ray. Decision regarding arts and culture student trip to Paris. Why? Because if I have to deal with any more drama, my head is going to explode. And I do not want to be publicly humiliated when my head explodes at school in front of the entire student body. And, Andre. Monday, 2:30 p.m. at my locker. I've spent almost 2 hours giving Andre a complete tour of WCD. Unlike some NHH students, he seems pretty friendly and has a wicked sense of humor. We got along really well. And get this, we both love art. The only problem is that he makes me super nervous. I don't know why, he just does. Andre hasn't had a chance to meet any other students yet. Although, after my crazy text messages, Chloe and Zoe are dying to meet him. In just the past hour, my BFFs have texted me more than a dozen times. My phone was chiming so much, I turned off the sound. I couldn't believe they were actually begging me to take a selfie with Andre and send it to them so they could see what a hunk he is. Sorry, Chloe and Zoe, but I've only known the guy for like 5 minutes. I am not going to embarrass myself by saying, Andre, would you mind taking a quick selfie with me? My BFFs are just dying to see how hunky you are. Like, how juvenile would that be? At least Chloe and Zoe weren't too upset with me earlier when I told them I couldn't meet them today to work on their video project. After Andre and I completed the tour, I showed him his locker and told him to text me if he had questions about anything. He had to leave school early for a dentist appointment, so I walked him to the main entrance. I thought his dad was waiting to pick him up at the front of the school, but he said it was his chauffeur. Yes, the guy is in middle school and has his own chauffeur. Can you believe it? Must be nice. We agreed to meet tomorrow morning at my locker and then head off to class. After Andre left, I decided to go ahead and read that email about the Paris trip in August. I wasn't supposed to find out if I'd been accepted for another week still, but I was pretty sure this was a big, fat rejection. Even if my head exploded, the only person around was Mackenzie, and she couldn't care less. Unless, of course, a teeny tiny bit splattered on her shoe, in which case she'd have a complete meltdown. I held my breath as I nervously read the email. Dear Nikki, blah, 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 blah. OMG! I am going to Paris! I actually got a spot on the trip. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to read the entire email because I was very rudely interrupted. By guess who?
Mackenzie!
So, it must be a family business trip. I didn't know Paris had a roach problem, she giggled. Okay, yeah. My dad owns a bug extermination business. Big hairy deal. But why did girlfriend have to start tossing nasty insults? I wasn't even talking to her. That's when I suddenly stared at Mackenzie in horror. OMG, Mackenzie! It's your nose, I gasped. I can't believe it. Your nose. She immediately panicked and touched her nose. What's wrong with my nose? It's in my business. Again, I exclaimed. Please, keep your nose out of my business. Mackenzie just rolled her eyes at me. Nikki, instead of worrying about my nose, you should worry about your face. You're so butt ugly that when dogs first meet you, they sniff your face. I know you're jealous, Nikki, but don't hate me because I'm beautiful. You actually think I'm jealous? Mackenzie, you have fake hair, fake nails, fake eyelashes, and a fake tan. I can actually buy your beauty super cheap at the dollar store. Well, don't feel too bad, Nikki. You can always Photoshop the photos of your face. At least I have hope, Mackenzie. You can't Photoshop your butt ugly personality, but your dad's really rich, so you can ask him to buy you a new one for your birthday. That's when Mackenzie just totally ignored me. She glanced in her mirror and slathered on, like, 4 layers of pretty peach sparkly lip gloss. Then she flipped her hair, rolled her eyes at me one final time, and sashayed away. I just hate it when Mackenzie sashays. Mackenzie is so aggravating. She makes me want to scream. But instead of thinking about Mackenzie, I decided to concentrate on my fabulous summer plans. They were exciting enough to make even Mackenzie green with envy. June. Have I mentioned yet that my birthday is in June? July. I'll be on tour with my BFFs in July. August. I'll do Paris in August. September. And then high school in September. I was not about to let Mackenzie's silly, mean girl shenanigans ruin my good mood. Besides, I was too distracted. I was already envisioning myself taking selfies in Paris. This is going to be the best summer of my entire life.